This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run. You're here with Lynn, Noel and Roshan. 7.36 a.m., Friday the 3rd of July. And in about half an hour, we're going to be having the breakfast grill where Wang Xiaoning is going to be speaking with Lee Sang Hui, CEO of Manulife Holdings Berhad.
Yeah, so as a multinational insurance company and financial service provider, Manulife Holdings is not exempt from feeling the effects of the pandemic. Now, Xiaoning will get into how the industry is faring as well as how the company is going to bounce back from the economic downturn. So that conversation is happening in half an hour with Lee Sang Hui, CEO of Manulife Holdings Berhad.
All right, so be sure to stay tuned after the 8 o'clock news bulletin. Now, countries, though, around the world are starting to slowly emerge from their respective lockdowns, some, of course, earlier or faster than others. This is also the case for ASEAN countries as governments attempt to reduce some of the economic scar tissue that inevitably comes with flattening the pandemic curve.
Yeah, so far, some countries have done a better job. I think Vietnam, Thailand and Malaysia are somewhere up there. Philippines is getting their act together. Indonesia, I think, is the worrying point, right? I think if you look at the report by Maybank, it says high risk and weak response to COVID-19. So I think some key questions there around Indonesia.
Yeah, so with the opening of economies and allowing movement of people, that fear of that second pandemic wave is inevitable. After all, even countries like New Zealand and Australia were said to have a handle on the crisis, and the clusters were popping up. And so I guess the question is, how will ASEAN deal with a second pandemic wave if it were to occur?
Now, to help us answer that question, we have on the line with us Suhaimi Ilyas, Chief Economist at Maybank Kim Eng, who recently, with the regional economics team, issued a report entitled COVID-19 Off Lockdown Lows, But Wave Woes Next. Thank you for joining us this morning, Suhaimi. Now, from an economic perspective, which of the six ASEAN countries under your coverage have been most negatively impacted by the lockdowns?
Hi, good morning. Our 2020 GDP forecast for ASEAN 6 right now expects Singapore and Thailand to shrink by around 7%. This is followed by around 3% decline in the GDPs of Malaysia and Philippines. Indonesia economy is expected to be stagnant this year. Vietnam will, in quotes, outperform with a forecast of 3.6% expansion. I think overall lockdown hurt economies with high GDP shares of services and tourism because of the fallout from movement and crowd restrictions, travel bans, international border controls that led to closures of services including travel and tourism related businesses like transport, retail, F&B, accommodation, leisure, entertainment and recreation. So travel hubs like Singapore and tourism economy like Thailand are most impacted. 70% of Singapore GDP is services, and tourism share of GDP is highest in Thailand among the ASEAN 6 countries.
So, which suffered the least economic scarring?
I think at this point of time, very interesting to note that if we look at our studies on ASEAN 6 economies in terms of trying to answer which economies are most vulnerable or at risk and which are least vulnerable or least at risk from the rollback of lockdowns. We look at few key metrics. First is the shape of the pandemic curve, whether it is rising, declining, or has flattened, based on the 7-day moving average of daily cases. Second, we look at the healthcare system capacity and the public health capability in dealing with pandemic. We proxy this by looking at death rates, recovery rates, and statistics on testing and contact tracing. And with that, we construct the response risk matrix to see how a government policy responses stack up against the pandemic risk. So I think right now for ASEAN 6 countries, the safer economies are Singapore, Malaysia, Thailand and Vietnam. Indonesia has the highest risk because of the fact that the pandemic curve is still rising amid high death ratio and low recovery rate. And they have the weakest testing and contact tracing scores. Philippines next, similarly to Indonesia, still rising pandemic curve, high death ratios, low recovery rate, although they have relatively better score on the testing and contact tracing relative to Indonesia.
Are any countries in ASEAN that are most concerning in terms of their ability to handle a resurgence in the cases, should anything happen?
again, when we look at our studies, we are essentially quite concerned about the situation in Indonesia in particular, and to some extent in Philippines. But having said that, I think the safe and safer ASEAN countries, as I mentioned earlier, like Singapore, Malaysia, Thailand, Vietnam, should never be complacent, because there is a very real risk of new waves, despite the better scoring, so to speak. Ultimately, I think right now have to stay cautious. Everybody have to basically be the frontliners, not just the healthcare personnel and enforcement agencies personnel, because we are still in a situation where we don't have vaccine yet, which is still a work in progress.
You're projecting that Indonesia will stagnate and you're most concerned about this country. Could you just clarify, is it likely to get into a technical recession, and what's the impact on Malaysia?
I think in the end, our forecast of stagnant economy in Indonesia is full year. First quarter of the year, the economy slowed down to 3%+. So that means we will see recessions in Indonesia in the following few quarters. And I think that forecast also is still subjected to downside risk, depending on whether or not they are able to contain the pandemic, given the fact that the pandemic curve is still rising rather than plateauing, let alone declining or flattened. As far as Malaysia is concerned, we expect the Malaysian economy to shrink 3.3% this year. Economy barely grew in the first quarter, up just 0.7% year-on-year. Second quarter this year should see significant contraction due to the impact of MCO, but we expect the pace of GDP decline to ease in the second half of this year as the economy gradually restarts. At this point, we are looking at the economy to stop shrinking in the first quarter of next year, start growing in second quarter next year, and the value of quarterly GDP will only return to fourth Q 2019 level only in the last quarter of 2021.
So what are your expectations then for the broader ASEAN region? You know, what is recovery going to look like? Because we talk a lot about V-shaped recoveries or U-shaped recoveries or W-shaped recoveries. You know, what are your thoughts here?
I think when it comes to recovery, we have to say outright here that we are cautious on the recovery. We are looking at U-shaped recovery rather than V-shaped recovery that we are kind of accustomed to based on the past episodes of recessions and crises. And the fact that countries are at different phases of the pandemic curves, thus having different levels of risk and vulnerability to new waves of COVID-19 from unlocking and reopening the economy, means the pace of recovery also will not be even.
So, Matt, I just want to ask you, what are your risks that may derail your forecast for Malaysia in terms of GDP?
I mean, obviously, it's the kinetic of the pandemic, whether this can be contained this year and whether there is going to be any risk of new waves of infection that may force a pause or even worse, a reversal on current unwinding of the MCO. Of course, at the back of everyone's mind right now is domestic political risk and uncertainty as well.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Suhaimi. That was Suhaimi Ilyas, a chief economist at Maybank Kim Eng, with some expectations for the ASEAN countries when it comes to how we're going to weather and come out of this COVID-19 pandemic. So I think, interestingly, you know, for when it comes to the broader ASEAN, their view is more in the region of a U-shaped recovery rather than the V-shape we've seen before.
Yes, so it starts and ends on our ability to contain the COVID-19, but no man is an island, and Malaysia, although we can do a really good job, it will still really depend on our neighbours, right, whether they will also be able to respond efficiently and effectively against the virus.
Yeah, it is really how ASEAN overall deals with it. An economy is only as strong as, because we are a globalized economy, right? We trade a lot with other partners, and if other countries aren't ramping up their demand demand and their supply and all of that, it disrupts all of that. But I guess right now we just have to focus on what we can control, and that is how we pump up the domestic economy.
And we're going to be continuing our look at COVID-19 up next, because we'll be speaking with Dr. Kuljit Singh, President of the Association of Private Hospitals Malaysia, on how COVID-19 has affected the private healthcare industry here. So stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.